Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
This is really ideal, but too late they'll find out their love isn't real. There are three ways to love you, it's true. One is the wrong way, one is the right way, but the best is the way I love you. One is the best way, the way I love you, with all only forget all the rest. I'll show you, my darling, that my way is best. There are three ways to love you, it's true. One is the wrong way, one is the right way, but the best is the way.
Tracy Pitcox.
Yes.
Hey, sir, can you do two songs for me?
I'll sure try.
One by Mr. Johnny Rod, That's the Way Love Goes.
Yeah.
And then one by Dotsie Redbird.
I better believe it. I'll do it for you tonight.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
There is a part of living that cannot be denied. It is promised with our first breath. Someday we're gonna die. Those we leave behind us have the hardest part to bear. 'Cause you know they're gonna miss us and wish that we were there. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you'll remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, memory's alive. Happen in a heartbeat, like the falling of a star. So tell the people that you care for how wonderful they are. And if someday you wake up and find that it's too late, keep watching for that red bird to tell it what you had to say. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you should remember. remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, the memory's alive.
John, this is, here he goes. Don't think he's going to do it. We'll try, we'll have to get John, we'll have to get another version of that song. I think I've worn that particular one out. I'm sorry about that. Johnny Rodriguez. Johnny's doing well, I'll mention, though. Johnny had had some health issues. He was in the hospital. As a matter of fact, he was in ICU there for a few days last month. But he's doing better. He's back in action now, and excited about that. He's one of these energizer bunnies. He just bounces back from everything that happens to him and continues to get out there and provide great music for all of his many fans. I'll get that song for you coming up here in just about 3 minutes. In the meantime, here's the Tall Texan. Here's Billy Walker.
There's a place I always go, where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. The faded lights will hide the tears that fall so constantly. And all the people in the place are lonesome just like me. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those sound of laughter as you walk across the floor, but it's just to hide the loneliness they can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people talk to cry. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll
corner of the room.
Well, I sit down at a table
feeling good tonight.
That's good. Hey, when you get a chance, can you play Johnny Paycheck Old Violin?
Okay.
And Phantom 309. I hadn't heard that one in a while.
Phantom 309. We'll do it for you.
I appreciate it. I'm sure you hadn't played that one in a while either.
I haven't. I have not. So I'll do it for you, okay?
All right, Tracy. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling just go away.
said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew.
That pair I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again.
And just like that, it hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon our life.
Johnny Paycheck for you tonight here at KNEL. Hey, good to hear from my friend Kenneth Knight. He and Kenneth and Kelly are tuned in tonight with us in Hendersonville, Tennessee on KNELradio.com. I'll play this one especially for them tonight. I know Kenneth is a big fan of the great Johnny Bush, and I am too. Here's a song John recorded a couple of times, including once for us at Heart of Texas Records. Here's a little song called Loud Music and Strong Wine.
The devil lives inside the heart of my woman, and now and then he takes control of her body and her mind. In the arms of a stranger, you may find her. Has a way of loving the hate out of my mind. She can't resist temptations, forbidden pleasures, or her passion for loud music and strong wine. I know I'll never leave.
One called A Prisoner of Loud Music and Strong Wine. I love that. Johnny Bush. Man, I miss Johnny. There's no doubt about it. Kim Manning, Bob and Kim Manning were here a couple of weeks ago doing a photo session for our new calendar that's coming out in just about a month. And in one of the months that they took was Johnny Bush. We have one of John's outfits, of course, at our museum. And my darling wife, Charla, had the idea to put, we've got a big Johnny Bush poster that I talked some people out of one time at a honky-tonk where we were with John years ago, and put the poster behind it and put the John suit there in front of it, and it turned out really, really good. I was really pleased with it. I'm not very creative, but my darling wife, Charla, is, and she and Bob and Kim did such a wonderful job with the photo session. I was looking at some of the photos this past week, and as they were putting the calendar together for this month, this year, and I was just amazed at what they were able to capture. People that got talent just make me sick. I never had any talent, so that's why they make me sick, I guess. But they did a great job. I'm real proud of them and real proud of the new calendar. I think you're going to like it. You got the Hits Radio Show here at KNL. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in this entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
I know you're out there somewhere like me, you're feeling lost. Maybe right now we both need each other, but our paths may never cross. People like us never find each other, and love is our greatest loss. Maybe I know you're out there somewhere, but our paths may never cross. We're two people that should be together, 'cause we're lonely at the very same time. There's a million too many good reasons why your love can never be mine. Maybe this song written for you. Listen and don't turn it off. I wish you could learn it and come sing it with me, but our paths may never cross.
Nod for you, our paths may never cross. That's especially for Nan and Jan tonight that are tuned in with us. Appreciate that very much. They wanted to hear some Landon Nod tonight. Happy to do it too.
One call, do
what. Here's one for Harry Mitchell tonight.
He couldn't move a mountain, don't pull down a big old tree.
a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well.
Came unashamed, for there was her bedside. She prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons who are still over there. And dear God, keep America free.
And as my old buddy Larry Scott would say, and we can all say amen to that, there's one called Soldier's Last Letter. My granddad loved that song, and I heard him sing that one many a times, many a nights, late riding around. Soldier's Last Letter by the great Ernest Tubb. KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight with all of your requests and dedications. So good to hear from you tonight.
Hi, Tracy. This is Loretta Lynn Barron, and I would love to hear Conway Twitty Last State.
All right. We'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I feel great tonight.
That's good. I'm glad. I'd like to hear a few songs, please.
Sure.
The old Paycheck Outlaw Prayer.
Okay.
And anything by Mr. Pretty Normandy.
Oh, I'll hook you up tonight.
I sure appreciate it. Have a blessing.
You too. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night.
day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Hi, everybody. This is Norma Jean, Porter Wagoner's old sidekick. And you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world. Don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Lacey.
Yes.
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Hello.
Thank you very much for all your words, kind words you said for me.
Are you kidding? We love Fred and love you.
Oh, I know that.
Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
catch that.
But I need to hear some Daryl. I need some upbeat music. This stuff is killing me.
I can imagine. So we'll be happy. I'll get you a good old Daryl McCall, okay?
Give me some Insta water or something.
There you go. I'll do it.
thank you.
Thank you for calling, Sherry. Right here.
Bye.
They brew some mighty sweet water down in Sweetwater, Texas, and the sound of the jukebox blows my mind. But I seem to lose myself down in Sweetwater, Texas, in a honky-tonk with a woman on my mind. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water, 'cause it says so.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me a honky-tonk man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If ever you are traveling out through Sweetwater, Texas, and happen to look up and read the signs, well, it's cool inside and music sweet in Sweetwater, Texas, and you'll always find a girl that'll blow your mind. 'Cause it's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water, 'cause it says so on the can. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me a honky-tonk man. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me a honky-tonk man.
Merle Haggard for Zane tonight, and here's one called Rainbow Stew.
There's a big brown cloud in the city, and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up, it's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home, one of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Here comes Don. You don't have to get high to get happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then we won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free.
Little Merle Haggard and Rainbow Stew for Monroe Button over there in Mason, Texas tonight. Here's Grand Ole Opry star Jeannie Pruitt. For you tonight to kind of finish up this hour of the Hits Radio Show. More of your requests and dedications coming up next. Don't go anywhere. At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.